Hello, and welcome to this study that's designed to help you understand the powerful and practical ways the Holy Spirit works in the life of every believer. The Holy Spirit is not only present to guide and empower you, but also to equip you for your journey as a follower of Jesus. Each ministry of the Holy Spirit is important and active in your life today. Now we're going to explore 10 ministries of the Holy Spirit that will help you grow in your faith and live a victorious Christian life. The first ministry of the Holy Spirit we're going to talk about is the Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin. We find this in John chapter 16, verse number 8, when it says, When he comes, talking about the Holy Spirit, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. The Holy Spirit works in the hearts of people, believers and non-believers alike, to convict them of their sin. This conviction isn't meant to make you feel bad, but to lead you to repentance and change. It helps you to see what's wrong in your life and encourages you to turn to Jesus for forgiveness. You know, it's interesting that word convict actually means is to tell a fault. It simply means to tell a fault. Now, when you feel convicted by something you've done, don't ignore it. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you change and seek God's forgiveness. That's the main way how you got born again. You actually read or heard what the Bible said about Jesus. It showed you the fault that was in your life and what you needed to do in order to change. And all you did is act out on what it is that the word says. The Holy Spirit also leads and guides believers into all truth. John chapter 16 verse 13 says this way, "But then he, the Spirit of truth, when he comes, he will guide you into all the truth." The Holy Spirit is your guide. He leads you to the truth about God and his will for your life. Whether you're facing decisions or seeking direction, the Holy Spirit is there to show you what's true and what's right. When making decisions, pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you into the truth. Trust that he will lead you in the right direction. The Holy Spirit also teaches you, all believers, in all things. We find in John chapter 14, 26, it says that the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you in all things and will remind you everything that I have said unto you. This is what Jesus is saying to his disciples. The Holy Spirit is your teacher. He helps you understand the Word of God. He explains difficult passages and reveals deep truths about God. He also reminds you of what Jesus has taught. When studying the Bible, invite the Holy Spirit to teach you. Ask him to help you understand what you're reading and how to apply it to your life. The Holy Spirit will also show you things to come. John chapter 16, verse number 13 says this, "But when he," talking about the Spirit of truth, "comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of it on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will show you or tell you things to come." The Holy Spirit helps you understand future events and God's plan for your life. He may give you wisdom or insight into situations that you may not even be able to see with your natural eyes. When facing uncertainties about the future, pray and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal what's ahead. Trust that he will guide you through every season of life. The Holy Spirit also brings the words back to your remembrance. This is huge. John chapter 14, verse 26 says this, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you in all things, and he will bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." The Holy Spirit helps you remember God's word when you need it most. Whether you're in a tough situation or helping someone else, he will bring to your mind The right Bible verses are promises to encourage and strengthen you. When you're going through a tough, difficult time or facing temptation, trust that the Holy Spirit will remind you of the promises of God to help you stay strong. The Holy Spirit strengthens believers in their inner man. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, it says this, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit in your inner being. The Holy Spirit empowers you on the inside. He strengthens your faith, your character, and your ability to endure life's challenges. When you feel weak or discouraged, pray for the Holy Spirit to strengthen you from within. Trust that his power will help you to grow stronger in your faith. The Holy Spirit will also speak words of life and spirit. John chapter 6, verse 63, the Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words that I have spoken to you, they are full of spirit and they are life. This is Jesus talking to his disciples. The Holy Spirit actually gives life to the words of Jesus. His words are not just knowledge. They are alive and powerful, giving you spiritual life and sustaining you in your walk with Christ. When you read the Bible, remember that the words you're reading are full of life. Speak God's word over your life and situation, and watch the Holy Spirit bring transformation. The Holy Spirit anoints believers with power to be witnesses. We find this in Acts chapter 1, verse number 8. But you will receive power. That word power is dunamis, means miracle working power, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all the Judea and Samaria and the ends of the earth. The Holy Spirit empowers you with supernatural strength and boldness to share the message of Jesus. You are anointed by the Holy Spirit to be his witness to the world. Don't be afraid to share your faith. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you boldness and the right words to speak when you have the opportunity to tell others about Jesus. The Holy Spirit helps believers to pray when they don't know how to pray. Now, this is also another powerful, all of this powerful, but this is really important as well. We find in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, it says, in the same manner or the same way, the Holy Spirit himself, he helps our weaknesses. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought to pray, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through utterance that cannot be uttered. Now, when you don't know or have the words to pray, and you don't know how to pray in certain situations, the Holy Spirit steps in with you and he helps you to pray. This is when you're talking about praying in tongues or praying in an unknown tongue. When you're praying in the unknown tongue, the Holy Spirit will help you pray, help you to pray, and he knows exactly what you need to pray. In fact, it says that in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, it says, when you pray in the Spirit, no man understands you, howbeit in the Spirit, the only one who hears you is the Father in heaven. And you're praying mysteries, and you're praying answers, and you're praying solutions, but you're praying according to God's most perfect will. When you don't have the words to pray, the Holy Spirit will help you to pray. When you're unsure what to pray, rely on the Holy Spirit. Allow him to guide you in your prayers, trusting that he knows your heart and he knows what God's perfect will is concerning it. And between you and the Holy Spirit working together, you will pray God's most perfect will. And number 10, the Holy Spirit enables believers to manifest gifts that minister to others. We find this in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 7. It says, now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To the one that he's given, the Holy Spirit gives a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another miraculous power, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and still another the interpretations of tongues. The Holy Spirit gives each believer spiritual gifts to help others and build up the church. These gifts include wisdom and healing and prophecy and more. Pray for the Holy Spirit to reveal His gift in you. Allow yourself to be used by the Holy Spirit and make yourself available to be used by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will use these gifts to help you to serve others and to glorify God, knowing that the gifts He gives are the ones that are beneficial to the people at the time. The Holy Spirit is a powerful presence in the life of every believer. His ministries will help you grow spiritually, guide you, empower you, and equip you to live the life God has called you to. As you study today, these 10 ministries, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal more of Himself to you and to help you experience these truths in your everyday life. Let me pray for you. Holy Spirit, thank you for your presence in our life. I invite you to guide me, to teach me, and to empower me to live for Jesus. Help me to understand and experience these ministries in my everyday life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.